What's going on, K-State Nation? Another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer, the third host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, off for the last time at 25, women's volleyball, women's soccer, cross country was in action, and so much more coming soon. Men's and women's Kansas State basketball. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this football edition of this podcast, all things Kansas State athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, so K-State football off, obviously. I'm recording this on Saturday night, by the way, the 18th of October. It's been quite the day, actually. Congratulations to the KC marathoners, half marathoners, 10Kers, 5Kers for their finish is today. And despite, yet again, difficult conditions, as it's humid again, we're almost late in the second half. Well, we are in the second half of the month of October. We're still talking about humidity. And I said that on the newest edition of the EG3 podcast. Same feed as you get the Pearl Project podcast. So if you're interested in that, hearing more of that, you can turn over to there instead of that. But yes, Kansas, and I said it this week on the podcast. This will come out tomorrow night during Sunday Night Football, which my Falcons play the San Francisco 49ers on the road. We'll see if we can get another upset on the road this time. Big test over there. But yeah, man, we're talking instead of reaction, obviously, because K-State football is on a bye, on their second bye week there. You'll get this episode, along with probably another women's tennis episode tomorrow there as well. But yeah, KU is the opponent for both football and women's volleyball coming up this upcoming week, on the back end of next week. So this is going to be really exciting and interesting to see how both teams fare, obviously. Obviously, we're focusing a little bit on this football team. Kansas getting drilled by Texas Tech last week, and then all that hoopla around there. Now, I'm looking at CBS Sports right now, so we're still in kind of the middle of the weekend here, in between Saturday and Sunday here on this overcast early evening here in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas State plus less than a field goal? Yeah, so you got that going on. And look, I just got done recording, and oh, by the way, y'all will get more bonus content, fresh content coming to y'all soon. Again, it's not to say that, actually, on back-to-back weekends, folks. So y'all gonna get some more bonus content. Again, we're not subscribed over to the but first, you got to download the Podbean app to access my bonus channel over there, which is my last name, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, my first name, E-D-D-I-D, Posse's Podcast. Just got done wrapping up an episode on K-State Women's Volleyball and Women's Soccer. So look forward to that on that. So we talk more than just football here, but for this episode, obviously, we're talking football here. But yeah, volleyball plays, and then you're football team plays, right? And how devastating would this be in a trying season, that a year that you you're not going to get the expectations. We have established that on a show, unless this TCU win at home last week sparked something in this team, right? We've gone over, right? Despite TCU having better numbers, but you're making the plays, right? Then if you're making big plays, then going your way, then absolutely, right? But yeah, man, it'll be devastating, especially in a trying year that you lost a sorry-ass Army. And hey, look, no offense to Army and all that. And obviously, yeah, Iowa State going out of tubes, and because of injuries now, they were look like the front runners. They're not. And as I almost began this podcast, actually, sitting here right now, Arizona State, and I got to double-check the score. I believe Arizona State is winning their game. We'll check the scoreboard here in a minute. And we'll also obviously do a finale scoreboard of Week 8 coming up this week on the Pearl Project Podcast. I think Arizona State was winning the game. I'll have to double-check that in a moment. It will be devastating to lose to your in-state rival. Now, We've all been pretty fortunate. We've been fortunate to see the last, decade, really, of K-State dominating or dominating or just barely getting by Kansas, especially the last 2 years. Now, obviously, last time KU beat K-State, which I believe Ty Reason was quarterback of the of the team right there when they went on that Orange Bowl run. But I've seen our share of close games, though. Obviously, sitting in the cold in Manhattan Stadium, one year, Alex Barnes, what was it, Alex Doden, quarterback. I cannot believe I referenced that here in the show, but here I am talking about Alex Doden. That was a miserable game there, whereas KU dominated that game. Somehow, we won that sloppy game, and then, of course, you fast forward to the current present time. Really, the last 2 years, K-State has been outplayed by Kansas. And yeah, we've been hearing it. Other people on Twitter, radio stations here, especially the radio stations up here in the Kansas City metro area, that, you know, this is the year and all that. Well, hey, I'm going to say the same thing like I just got done on the Record of the Bones channel. On Podbean, y'all had y'all chances even before this year. To KU, I'm talking to beat this K-State team. Y'all ain't done it. Y'all ain't finished. Y'all have not finished. Particularly last year, KU came into Manhattan and laid a wood to K-State. And they're in control of that. They're about to win that football game. Jalen Daniels fumbles, changed the ball game, can't hang on the football, changed the complexion of the game. So I'm probably going to say that some more this week. So ain't going to be the last time I say that. And hopefully this K-State team can change the narrative, go on to Lawrence and handle their business there. Because obviously it's going to be huge. Obviously it means a lot. Obviously in Kansas they got drilled and they got penalized to the dismay of the commissioner, which I can't think of right now. Oh yeah, Brett Yormark. The Big 12 commissioner, not too pleased with both Texas Tech and KU for that matter, and the fallout of that game, which KU was not in that ball game, obviously, there. So, but they've been in these type of games last 2 years under Lance Leipold, and they have not finished. And you go back a year before that, at home, primetime game, you got the crowd and all that, leading late, Will Howard drives down the field, scores. And then the defense holds on for a stop late for K-State. And that's the ball game right there. So this is not going to be the primetime game. This is going to be early in the morning, baby. 11 o'clock, baby. Woo! So at least KU don't have that advantage there as well. So somebody is going to come out of this by losing this game. Because both teams, this is interesting. Both teams, again, I've said it all week on the show. All week they're up. I think they're playing Texas. I think Arizona, yep, they just showed it again. Arizona State is beating Tech right now. Yep, 19-7, fourth quarter, as I'm recording this latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer III here. Getting y'all set for Kansas, KU coming up on the football side, and pretty much on the volleyball side as well. We'll be doing that pretty much all week long, in between postcasts of women's tennis, and it happened action all week. We'll get the cross country at some point. I'll get to that at some point there as well. But yeah, so woo! All right, we're back in business, baby. Let's go. My other cross team, big score by the Gators over Mississippi State. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. I'm sorry, I've been all over the place for the last week and a half, so apologize about that. But yeah, Arizona State 19, Texas Tech 7. Again, I just talked about Texas Tech drilling Kansas last week. They're losing right now. And Texas Tech, I think, is still undefeated in the conference. So this goes a long way for conference-wise. But for these two teams, this might be an elimination game. And technically, both these teams still in the mix for the Big 12. Now, I shouldn't be saying that. Oh, boy. I shouldn't be saying that, but here I go. Next week, all right, KU beats K-State. This is going to be an elimination game, obviously. There, because, look, last year, there were, like, four teams tied for, like, two losses in the conference. Yes, K-State still has an opportunity, but they need to get right. And hopefully that TCU win for Avery Johnson and Des Purnell had himself a day last weekend against TCU there. Hopefully that can spark something and start stacking some wins. Start for the K-State team. Start stacking some wins. I know I've been chattering about KU all day, it seems like, because I've been recording for half the day, it seems like, but getting some stuff done on the podcast side. But yeah, if you're K-State football, Chris Kleiman, for one, just get off the hot seat, you need to win this football game. And it goes back to what I said last week on both accounts, right? You need to find a way to get bowl eligible somehow. I don't know how you're going to do it. Look, Oklahoma State ain't good. Colorado, not good. But again, anything in college football, we see it. We see it all the time. Vanderbilt is ranking inside the top 20, knocking off LSU today. Crazy times. Georgia Tech undefeated. Who would have thought that? Georgia Tech undefeated. Oh, that almost went. That was almost bad. Georgia Tech undefeated, and then I just said it. Vanderbilt ranked in the top 20 and beating LSU. So crazy times right now. That's what it is, because I'm just speaking the truth right now. Vanderbilt's turning their program obviously around under a new head coach and a good quarterback and an attitude change over there. So that's been a whole turnaround to see there. Obviously, speed of turnaround, Lance Leipold trying to turn around his KU football team. We've seen it, but again, they have not finished. Be able to finish against the K-State Wildcats, and oh, that will not be the trend. Continue that trend. Hopefully, that continues to have not finished, but not finishing. That's over. K-State again. Finishing my point on bowl eligible. I was wondering, where the other two wins would come from. Well, we just got one of them, and you can get this. This is also go a long way of getting bowl eligible this team. So yeah, it's going to be something there next week for this team. Can you continue that dominance or your win streak against KK? One or the other is going to have to happen, right? Because it's going to show who is not prepared. So we'll get that answer question for sure. Next week for sure, because we're going to see who's the better team out of this bye week, because find it interesting that both teams got the bye week, and it's still one plane. So, interesting enough, so obviously KUB rusted up from their getting run out of the building, and then, of course, Kansas State, you'd rather keep playing, because that's momentum right there, slowing, getting turnovers, getting big plays. You're going to have to do that on the road against a good quarterback in Jalen Daniels next week. If I had a key already, that's another key. You get more turnovers and score. If you have an opportunity, take advantage of them. That's what K-State did last week. That's what K-State did. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things. I know we've been rambling good here. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Looking at a little KU preview here. Next Saturday morning in Lawrence on TNT, 11 o'clock. No primetime game on this one. So it's going to matter who's ready to play. You ain't ready to play, then I don't know what else to tell you. They're K-State football. There, so it's your rival. You need to be up ready to play this ball game. You cannot start slow. You got to take KU out of the game. That's the bottom line here. I'll probably end up saying it again until that point, until we do the pregame on the iTunes. Well, we're all on iTunes. Until I do the actual pregame, which y'all probably going to get a second game pregame in it, because we know this team, right? So there you go on that. And kind of a last look here before we sign off here on the podcast. Here, let me see if I can pull up these scores here real quick. Oh, boy. Let me see if I can pull up the scores real quick. I know I have it right now nationally for whatever reason there as well. So I'm not going to be able to let me change my screen real quick. Big 12 football. Let me see. There we go. So here's, Oh, Tech scored. Tech just scored. Look, so right now, as we wrap up this, look, ahead of KKU, Arizona State now, 5-point lead, 19-14. UCF blows out West Virginia, 45-13. Houston continues to win games. I think we have Houston. No, we don't. I don't think we have Houston on the schedule. We have Tech instead of Houston. Houston continuing to win games in 2025. They just beat Arizona by 3. A team K-State just lost to there last year or earlier in the year as well. So there's that. I can't pull up the actual scoreboard right now because of games playing, but that's just only a couple of games. Well, actually, that is the slate right there of the Big 12 there going on. So, yeah, man, we'll see. I'm looking forward to this week. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this week, obviously, as on my end and on K-State's end as well. Things are hopefully will settle down and we get ready to rock and roll. But K-State football, we'll be back in action the rest of the way. Obviously, you have this big game, this rivalry game, Dillon Sunflower Showdown next Saturday. You still have Texas Tech on that schedule right now. Texas Tech might go down today. I don't have a stance pulled up. I should have a stance pulled up, but we'll go over the scoreboard and the standings on a other new fresh episode coming up this week as we look ahead to Kansas there as well. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast from our friend Bill Daily. Or when I have a chance to record K-State content. And we mentioned Podbean already. I just got done recording something for Podbean. Y'all going to get another episode. Buckle up. Get ready for that. Download the Podbean app. It is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R. Number 3 E-D-I-D Podcast. That is, once again, G-R-I-E-R. Number 3 E-D-I-D Podcast. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. A lot more coming on KU Week here in the Pro Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer III. It's been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.